You won't believe number nine.
No.
Europe.
Okay.
Europe, are you there?
They showed up.
I see you, Europe. I see you. I was trusting you, Europe. Mm-hmm. What happened? Number two is the 91.
Hi, Bo.
I know, right?
Una manga. Yo, una. Oh, my God.
Let's chill.
What up, Chaplain Chillers? Yes, it's your boy, Coach LJ, and I'm with my business partner, my best friend, my awesomeness, my lovely wife, the one and only Lady Caesar. She is in the building. Yes, yes, yes.
We have all the vibe.
You know, we have about that vibe every week. You know what I'm saying? You know, so we like to jump right in with Welcome to Sunday Fun Day, where we're all about learning, being informative, and having fun. Yeah. Pop it on today. Sometimes I forget.
I know we do. That's why we co-host.
Yes.
We have to remind each other. So 2024 is officially 1 year where many countries, I think it's over 10 countries around the world, that are actually having elections. They're going to be hosting elections. Some elections are already hosted and some are coming, including two of our favorite countries, which is the United States of America, which will be in November.
Yes, November.
As always. Well, what's nice about America, you never, you know, think, when is it going to be? We always know it's November. Okay. November.
Every 4 years.
Every 4 years.
November 6th.
Okay, we're voting.
Same day.
We're voting the president.
Same day, same month.
Same day, same month. Okay, whether the 6th falls on Sunday, we're still going to vote.
It's always on a Tuesday.
Oh, 6th falls on Tuesday. We're voting on Tuesday.
Oh, so it's not the 6th all the times. Because it's always on a Tuesday.
So, the Tuesday of...
The first Tuesday.
Tuesday of November. The first voting Tuesday. Voting in America. Okay, 4 years, every 4 years.
So it could be the 5th, the 6th, yeah, the first Tuesday.
And another favorite country, my host country, not host, United States, my host, my birth country, South Africa. Elections are whenever.
Whenever?
When in terms of months, you know, our first democratic elections was April 27th. So we're coming up to 30 years of democracy, inverted commas, because with politics, I don't think there's really democracy. These people know how to manipulate.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, so we vote. The voting is in May 2024. I don't know which day because I won't be voting. Anyway, yes, I'm voting national because I'm abroad, but I'm not voting local. Okay, so. See you at the polls. No, May something. November 6th. All right. So because of its election year, we're going to be doing a bit of some political stuff, trying to see who's the president and the countries that are running for elections, whatever. And we're going to cover a bit of that. But episode I'm excited about, we're going to be talking about the 10 longest serving political leaders in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In the world. And we already know who might be topping the charts. So before we go dive into who they are, let's get LJ's predictions. Go ahead, LJ.
Oh, well, I don't know the people's name.
Okay,
but I believe
who do you think could be in the
list? It's either someone from Africa. Asia?
You already know.
It's somewhat
because it
Africa,
has to be dictators.
Yeah, Africa or Asia. So I would say China or Japan is up there.
Okay.
So maybe a few people.
Japan?
Yeah, Japan.
Japan is actually one of the most progressive countries.
Right? Okay, but I still say Japan.
Okay, so Japan.
That don't mean they have to be, but they probably don't
have
no
choice. They could have a leader who's long, corrupt, but yeah. Still does for the people. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to be wanting to be in power for so many years, you have to have some sort of corruption in you, you know, because you can't be voted in 50 times. Mm-hmm. Impossible. So, you know, you are definitely cooking up something because power is nice.
Yes.
Power feels good.
Yes.
Power makes people feel they are above the law, above everything, mm-hmm. you know. And so they want to keep having it over and over again. They want to be called the first citizens of the of that particular country. So
yes.
do you blame them? I don't know. If I was put in their shoes, maybe I would want to be reelected over and over again. But we're not talking about me, right? So what do you think is the longest term that has been served?
Yeah. The wild guess, definitely over 30 years.
I think over 30 years. So somebody has been called president for over 30 years.
Mm. Yeah, over 30 years.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Anyways. You done?
That's it. Over 30 years. And
there could be somebody in Africa,
Asia. Yes, Asia.
And do you know why maybe none of the European countries or the West cannot be part of the list?
Well, like I know like America and Europe, they have terms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know America, you only get 2 terms, mm-hmm. 8 years. But now. Early on, you know, it wasn't like that.
Because I heard that Roosevelt actually served for 12 years.
12 years.
Yeah. So that he is actually recorded as the longest served in America. And, you know, we have one of the shortest serving presidents in America. I couldn't believe how short he served. Harrison. Mm-hmm. He served 31 days. What happened, Harrison? What happened? 31 days, a month as president. But hey.
And George Washington was right behind Roosevelt.
Yeah, almost 12 years as well. I think they differ by months. By days. Harrison, I probably think he was just being like, somebody put him in charge for a month. You can't really go and vow to be president after being elected and serve for a month.
I thought he probably was put in. He probably the vice president. Something happened. Yeah. Oh, okay. Could have happened after the Watergate or whatever. One of the scandals. And he was made president and then was on for election.
I think that's what happened. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's jump into our 10 longest serving presidents in the world. And this article came from Punch newspaper, right? As of March 2024. So it's pretty recent.
How credible it is.
Well, I think they probably, because it's a newspaper, they probably did their little research.
Okay.
So the journalists that published Punch or this article is Okiki Odeyite, and he's been a journalist for over 7 years.
Okay.
Covering politics. So I probably think he knows what he's talking about. Foreign affairs, society, entertainment, and film industry. So I think he knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So our first, number 10 president is Paul Kagame.
Okay.
He's the president of Rwanda.
Oh, Rwanda. Okay.
Rwandan president who has served he's a 66-year-old and has served as the fourth president of Rwanda since 2000. Mm. All right. So he served for 23 years.
Okay.
And he's still serving.
He's still serving today.
Yeah. But you know what? I like Paul. Paul, I've seen some work done in during his tenure. So I like people, and although I'm not 100% sure if he's all good, but I've seen some changes in Rwanda, positive changes. And so it's okay if you're going to stay long. I feel like you can serve long if you're going to do the people justice.
Mm-hmm.
But 23 is still a long time.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So that's Paul Kagame of Rwanda. Number 9 is... You won't believe number 9.
No.
Yes! Vladimir Putin.
Okay.
In fact, Putin has recently announced that he's going to run again.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's going to be elections in Russia this year. And we already know that, you know, he might just win. So Vladimir Putin of Russia was recently... Never mind. He was recently elected.
Oh, he recently...
They had the elections already. Elected for his fifth term as president of the former Soviet Union. What? Putin assumed power in 1999 and has maintained his position as leader in Russia ever since. However, his 25-year reign is pale in comparison to some of the other leaders that we're going to talk about today. But he is definitely number nine in the list. So just a bit more about Putin. Putin is now 71 and has maintained a firm grip on power, serving as both prime minister and president for extended periods of time. He held the position of prime minister from 1999 to 2000 and again from 2000. So he got a break of 8 years. Then he was like, I missed that power. Let me go back. And again from 2008 to 2012. As president, he served from 2000 to 2008 and has just been elected, has been in office since 2012. So he's just been elected again. Now he's served so far 24 years.
In 24 years. We know who want to be like that.
We know, and we know that he always says that's his role model. So our next former president is Ismail Omar Galilei. And he is 76 years old. You'll see how old these people are as well. He has served as president of Djibouti. I don't know this country. I'm seeing it for the first time. Djibouti. I can't even pronounce it. Djibouti or something. Since 1999. So Ismail has served for 24 years.
24.
We don't even know his country. That tells you a lot. But he served for 24
years. All we know is in Africa. Somewhere in Africa.
Maybe not. I don't know. Djibouti. But by the time we put out this video, we will know. Okay, you're gonna see it on the screen.
Yeah. So our audio listeners, you want to see it, you got to watch the video to see it on the screen.
That's right. And then we are on president number what now?
Seven.
Alexander Lukashenko.
Okay.
Of Belarus.
Okay, I don't know where that's at.
I don't know where as well. So he has held the office of president in Belarus since office was established in 1994. Lukashenko, at the age of 69, holds the record for being the president of the longest term.
Europe! Europe, okay.
Europe, are you there?
They showed up.
I see you, Europe. I see you. I was trusting you, Europe. What happened? So, and where is Russia?
Is in Asia.
Asia. So in 2005, actually, Russia is partly Asia and partly European. The country, because it's so huge, it's split in half.
Okay, yes.
So partly Asia. So Europe is definitely there. So in 2005, the U.S. administration under President George W. Bush referred to Belarus as the last remaining true dictatorship in the heart of Europe. So I guess after him, they will make a way not to have a dictator. But he's still serving, and it's 29 years.
29 years. Wow, we're getting close to 30.
We're getting close to 30.
Six.
Our next guy is Isaias Afwerki.
Okay.
So he's 77. He took office on May 24th in 1993, right after their successful bid for independence from Ethiopia.
Oh, Ethiopia.
Yes. Your people. And he does look a little bit like you.
He does look a little bit like me.
He looks a little bit like me.
Yeah, look at the mustache.
Your people, yeah.
Yeah, my people.
This is what you're going to look like when you're old.
Yeah, I guess so.
So according to a report by Reuters, Eritrea has never held national... Clap once.
Clap what?
They've never had elections.
What?
They've never held national elections.
Never?
Never.
Never, never.
So how did they...
Never.
He just took the office.
He just took the office.
In 1993. They've never held national elections, leading rights groups to label it as one of the most repressive states in the world. Ethiopia.
Come on, my people.
No, it's actually Eritrea.
Oh, Eritrea.
Oh, they were part of Ethiopia, okay. But they look like Ethiopians.
Yeah, my people.
Yeah, so I guess they were, because they're saying independence from Ethiopia. So I guess Ethiopia had colonized. Ethiopia, is that you? Colonizing people. Is that you, Ethiopia? how did the independence Ethiopia? So this country, Eritrea, he's been leading it. I'm not even sure if leading, but he's been chock holding it for 30 years.
Mm.
30 years. And we are now on top.
Number five.
Before we get to number five, we want to say this to you. If you enjoy our videos, we really would appreciate you to subscribe on our channel, like, comment below. It helps this channel grow. We really want to grow, and we can only do it with your help. You know what? Let me tell you something. Subscribing is
for free. Mahala.
Liking is
for free. Mahala.
Commenting is
for free. Mahala.
So why don't you go ahead and do it? We really would appreciate you. But if you're a returning subscriber, and if you're one of our subscribers and family members, which means a Chaplain Shula, we really appreciate you. Don't stop being our supporter. We love you. Back to work. Yes. Number five is Imomali Ramon. Ramon. Imomali Ramon. The country I've never heard of as well. So the 71-year-old has been in office of president as the president of Turkestan.
Okay, I don't know. Probably somewhere in Asia.
A landlocked country in Central Asia since November 16, 1994. I wonder if they say landlocked what it means.
I don't know.
Yeah. If you know, tell us in the comment section what landlocked means. All right. And he's been in power for 31 years.
Mm. 31.
31. Our next former president or president is Yoweri Museveni.
Okay.
Yoweri Museveni. And he's a 79-year-old. And they think Trump is old. Trump is very young.
No, Trump is the same age as him.
Exactly. That's what I mean. He can still take another term.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Biden as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Biden as well. Right, because the Biden lady.
Yep.
So if they could do it, why they can't?
Right? Wow. 79-year-old is a Ugandan politician and military officer and has held the position of president of Uganda since 1986.
1986.
So he's been president for 37 years.
37. Wow, man. I was a kid.
I'm telling you.
I was a kid, 1986. Yeah, that's when, man, 86 was a good year, man. Yeah. My New York Giants won the Super Bowl. My Mets won the World Series. Hip hop was the
popping.
Yeah, hip hop with Karis One and Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and oh my god, movies. Like B Street. Oh, 86 was the year, man.
86 was the year.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yoweri Museveni was becoming president for the very first time and still is.
He still is.
Yeah. Our next leader is Denis Sassou Nguesso. I'm sorry, I'm butchering your names. Denis Sassou Nguesso, who is the president. So Nguesso, at the age of 80 years.
80 years?
So that's Biden's age.
Okay.
He serves as the president of Congo.
Currently.
He's been serving since in 1997.
Mm.
He assumed the presidency of Republic of Congo. He previously held the position of president serving from 1979 to 1992. This is what I don't understand. You get this person who's serving for this long, he takes a break, and you decide to re-elect him. People.
Yes, it's the people.
Or maybe not.
Bondage, maybe not. A lot of corruption. It's a lot of corruption.
Mm-hmm. And he's the president of the Republic of Congo. And he's been serving for 39 years.
39 years.
That's insane.
Yes.
And this is only number three. Number two. Is the 91-year-old.
91.
90.
Hi, Bo.
I know, right?
Una manga. Yeah, una. Oh, my God.
91-year-old is a Cameroonian politician who has held the
position. Cameroon?
From Cameroon. He's held the position of second president of Cameroon since November 6, 1982.
I think he's too old.
Prior to his presidency, he served as the prime minister of Cameroon from 1975 to 1982. So he holds the title of being the second longest ruling president in Africa, the longest consecutively serving current non-royal national leader globally, and the oldest head of state.
Mm.
So he has a lot of things that
I think he's
on
just
him.
Too old.
Paul Bayer,
yeah.
And he's been serving for 41 years.
41 years. Just don't make no sense. 41 years. That's just too old.
He's 91.
91, just too old. Oh, he's too old. He needs to get
wants
out.
To die. He wants to die president.
He wants to die president.
Because how, a 91-year-old, why are you not resting after 41 years?
Mm. Sure. Mm.
And our number one,
mm-hmm.
he deserves a drum roll.
Drum roll, let's go.
81-year-old has been in office as the second president of Equatorial Guinea since August 3, 1979. So he's been a president of Equatorial Guinea.
Okay. And that's Africa?
No, apparently not, because the longest serve. Oh, probably, yeah, because it doesn't mean that. Yeah, no. So it's not Africa, I guess. Equatorial Guinea? No. I don't know.
You lost. You're confused. You're confused. How can an African be confused?
I know, right? About geography. So, anyways,
like you said,
according to France 24, his tenure of 44 years in power is unmatched by any other current world leader except for monarchs. Mm. Monarchs, you know, the king, the queen.
Yeah.
And so he's been a president for 44 years.
I'm not surprised.
He's been a president more than I have been alive.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah. I was a baby.
So he became president because he's 81 now.
Yeah, I was a baby.
He became president while he was in his 40s or late 30s, somewhere there.
He's only a year older than Ma.
81. Can you imagine Ma being president right now? Ma is tired and just doesn't want anything. She just want to rest.
And enjoy her life.
So, yep.
And that's what, when you get to a certain age, you should just be enjoying your life,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. And not be running around.
Just chill on the beach or somewhere. You're too old.
Right.
Go, like with Trump and
all of
buying
them.
All of them. You're too old. You should be spending your life, enjoying your life, and going on chill on the beach.
Because you already
and
enjoy.
And the South Park is whoever wins this, like, yo.
They're both old men.
They're both old men. You should
and
be.
And it's been confirmed that both of them are. Head to head.
Head to head.
Yeah, they both represent.
Neck to neck.
Right, neck to neck, sorry. Same thing, head to head, neck to neck. They both, one is representing Democrats, one is representing
Republicans.
So it's a battle of the two old men. Mm-hmm. On that note, we just want to say to you, if you like my glasses and any of the glasses that I wear, you can check out the link below. I am of the official...
ambassador?
No, I wouldn't say ambassador, but there's another word for it.
Affiliate,
yeah, for Zulu glasses. I grab my glasses. They're very cheap, very affordable, very strong, very fashionable, very cute. So if you want to also grab a pair of these, which are very unique, everywhere I go, I get complimented because they're so unique. Yeah, it's like 2-in-1 frame. So two frames for one pair of glasses. And they're very cheap. You can get them using your prescription. All you need to do, and it doesn't have to be, you can go get a prescription anywhere. And you can order as many pairs as you like. So if you want a plug, I've plugged you, okay? I've plugged you. Get yourselves a nice pair of Zulu glasses.
Mm.
And so we want to
also... The link is in the description.
The link is in the description. And we want to say to you, enjoy this video.
Check out the next episode we have for you. Yeah, we thank you for tuning in.
But don't forget to
subscribe.
Subscribe
and follow us on the audio platform as well.
Absolutely.
Listen, we thank you for our day ones and those that support us on the audio platform. Leave us a review, please. Leave us a review. We appreciate the reviews and
sure do. Yeah. And the comments.
Because you can't really like the audio platform, but you can leave a review. Yeah. Follow us and leave a review. Yeah. So you know how we always sign it off. Deuces. Peace. Bye-bye.